Nine News reporter Annie Puller. She has all the details. She's covering this story and she's on the line. G'day, Annie.
Hey, Peter, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. This is a very bizarre incident. You've been covering it today. What's the latest on the investigation?
It's incredibly volatile, actually, by the sounds of it. What we know is that a 34-year-old man was the passenger in a Volkswagen. He was travelling along Douglas Street in Oxley late yesterday afternoon. Isn't from that area, was just on his way home with his partner. And from my understanding, speaking to residents there today, it appears that a truck driver has essentially been tailgating him along this street. Tensions have flared, so they've both pulled over, and that is when this truck driver has essentially got out of the car. I know police have said that he was armed with a stick of some sort, but speaking to residents who witnessed that late yesterday, they say it looked like a metal pole, and he just started relentlessly beating this guy, causing such significant injuries. The 34-year-old man had to be taken to hospital, where he has spent the night being treated by doctors. He had significant head injuries and also fractured his hand. The good news is he has been discharged from hospital this morning, Feeks, but a pretty horrific ordeal for everyone involved, considering these men didn't even know each other. The big question is why.
So this truck driver, he's driven off, hasn't he, following the incident. So have police caught up with him yet?
No, and this is the most alarming thing. At the moment, police are appealing for information or dash cam. We are going to be showing some security footage from a resident's home on that street in the news tonight. You can see what that truck looks like. It is a white truck. It is quite distinctive. And speaking to other people, they say this isn't the first time an incident like this has happened in the area. So stay tuned tonight. You'll be able to see exactly who was behind the wheel of that truck.
Now, you've covered the crime round quite extensively in Brisbane. I'm sure the Queensland Police will catch up with that truck driver pretty soon, you'd think.
Oh, absolutely. When you consider, you know, a street that is full of security cameras, also council cameras around the area, the fact that this man was in quite a distinguishable truck, you can imagine that it'll only be a matter of time before they track down that number plate and see who that man is. And no doubt when they do get him, he'll be facing some pretty serious charges.
Now, I imagine you've been speaking with police today. There's also been three deaths in separate crashes on the road since 3 p.m. on Friday. On top of that, I mean, that's just ridiculous. Three other deaths leading up to that. You've covered these stories before when we talk about road toll. The police been able to say much today, or have they said anything about road toll?
Yeah, I have spoken to police today. I think the main message they want to get across is, especially if you consider the severity of a crash we saw on Friday, that was the one on the Logan motorway at Meadowbrook, which involved two trucks. They really do want to crack down on, you know, large vehicles, also anyone who may be heading on holidays who are towing a load, whether you're heading off, you're caravanning. Speaking to them today, when you look at the road stats, if you look at crashes over the last year and even the year before that, more than half of those involved, you know, caravan drivers who are essentially towing loads. Many people aren't even aware that they're not weighing these loads, so they're having distribution issues. All it takes is for that load to become loose and you have an absolute scene of carnage, especially considering people are travelling for the holidays. People are really being encouraged to remain vigilant. I can tell you that there's several road operations that will be happening across the state, particularly around the Sunshine and the Gold Coast, also around that Darling Downs area. So you will see more police and their presence will be felt.
And I'm sure, Annie Puller, that if anyone has any information about that road rage to give that road rage incident at Oxley, to give Crime Stoppers a call. We'll see your full report tonight on Nine News.
Absolutely. Thanks, Feigs.